you. It's good to see all y'all smiling faces. I believe it's working. And Siri, if they start throwing stuff at me, we know I did it wrong. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah. Outstanding, good. I did too. It was nice. A lot of family. A lot of deer hunting. My favorite. Yes, quite a few, actually. Yes. They're still in my ice chest, matter of fact. Yeah. At this point, though, I'm going to tell you, go get your own. I'm very stingy with my deer. I might share a piece with you. We'll see. Don't hold me to that, but we'll see. Amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word. We thank you, for Father God, for everything that you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do in our lives. And we thank you, Father God, for your word to help us through our everyday life, because that's what's going to give us the upper hand in life is the word of God and relying on the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of each and every one of us, Father God. And the more that we learn to listen to and be led by the Holy Ghost, the less circumstances, crazy circumstances that everybody else has to walk through, we won't have to go through, because you'll let us know in advance. You told us in John 16:13, talking about the Holy Ghost, he's the helper, the guide, the guide. A guide is somebody that'll lead you around and help you so that you don't fall off into something or walk into some kind of trap or in some kind of hole. He's a guide. And so we thank you, Father God, for him. And we just ask you to unveil, reveal truths to us from your word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, that we pull on the anointing, on the mantle that you placed on my life, the pastoral office. And we pull on that with the hand of faith right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for everything that you, not only that you would have for this congregation, but also for me, Father God. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agreed, said. Amen. Go to John 16:13. Pull that up in the Amplified, please. Pull up the NLT first. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will what? Not just guide you, but guide you into what? Into what? There was this lady, she went to this meeting, and it's interesting. Number one, well, let me tell the story. She went to this meeting, and there was familiar spirits in operation. She said that, she just knew in her spirit something wasn't right. She just knew something's not right. And then some things started to transpire, and she's like, you know what? I need to leave. A baby, just been saved a month or so, but knew, you know what, this isn't right, I need to leave, and ended up leaving. But some people that have been going to church for years stayed. And this guy that said he was ministering was started playing the piano, and then all of a sudden he just got up from the piano and it continued to play by itself. And then he started walking around telling people about not the future, because Satan doesn't know anything about the future. Amen. He just tells you about, well, there's a family person here and they want to tell you this. And then they got wrapped up in it. But yet it's interesting that somebody brand new, not brand new, but just been saved not that long, relied on the greater one on the inside of them and said, you know what? Something's not right. I need to leave.
Amen.
And so she didn't get wrapped up in it. But people that have been going to church for years would probably, well, not probably, I guarantee the Holy Ghost told them the same thing. And they was like, well, you know, let's just wait it out for a little bit. We'll see. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into what? Into what? So will He lead you into calamity? Where Jesus, when He was tempted, how long was He tempted? 40 days, right? Yes, who led Him? No, not Satan. The Spirit of God led Him.
Yes.
But was it calamity? Did He get hurt? Did anything bad happen to Him? But was He tempted?
Yes.
See, don't get it confused as, well, Jesus got led by the Spirit of God. Yes, but was it led into calamity? Was it led into trouble? Or was He just tempted? We can't confuse that. He wasn't led into getting hurt and things taken from Him because nothing was taken from Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Nothing. He was led, but Satan came up and tried to take advantage of Him being hungry.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Being tired.
Yes.
He will guide you into what? Amen. Amen. He will guide you into what?
All truth.
So will He lead you into trouble? Because
no.
What kind of God are we serving that will lead me down the road into a car wreck?
Amen.
Or will He try to let me know in advance? I'd slow down if I was you.
Amen.
You know what? I don't think I would take this road today. And then what do we do naturally sometimes? I've done it. I'm going to talk about me. I don't know you. But I've taken this every day for 15 years. It'll be fine. Well, I've always done it this way. I'll just keep doing it this way. I don't know if I'd do that if I was you. Do it this way. It's faster this way. I know this way. I'll just do it this way. Something happens. God, why did you let that happen? And then we want to put it on God, not knowing, or we do know, we just ignored it and said, you know what, I've always done it this way. I'm going to continually do it the way I know because this new way might take a little longer. My dad was mowing a yard when I was in high school, and he had that lawn mowing business, you know. We, us kids, was a part of it. That's what my every day I had off looked like. We mowed yards, and we got really good at it. anyway, moving on. But I was in school. I was actually at football practice, and I seen him pull up, and he was talking to me. And I seen his hand. It was all black and stuff. I was like, what in the world happened? He goes, I did something I shouldn't have done. Holy Ghost told me not to, but I did it. He said, I was mowing, and the blade, whenever it's wet, you know, which y'all don't have grass. I don't even know why I'm trying to explain it. y'all got grass. It gets wet. It gets stuck right up in the blower part, you know. And so he went to just reach in there to pull the grass out. Holy Ghost said, don't do that. He's like, you know, he was by himself. He's like, well, I'm in a hurry. And it caught his finger. Thank God it didn't cut it off. The Holy Ghost will always lead us. Always, always, always. It doesn't matter if it's a paper cut. He will tell you, I don't think I'd grab it real fast. I think I'd slow down a little bit. Y'all remember Pastor Barb? She talked about that morning going down Highway 95 right there in front of Taco Bell. It was foggy out on the highway. And she was going along, and it was a stoplight, foggy. Couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Coming up to the stoplight, Holy Ghost told her, you know, I think I'd get in the left-hand lane.
Yeah.
And then, you know, thank God she did. Because she was sitting in the left-hand lane at the stoplight. Not a few seconds later, an 18-wheeler just goes blowing by her because it was so foggy he didn't even know.
Yeah.
But what if she would have stayed in that right-hand lane? See, could we, when that had happened, well, it must have been her time. Well, God needed her. Why? Number one, why do we say, not we, but why do some people say that? Well, God needed them. For what? Amen. What? For the choir? Why does he need a choir?
Amen.
Not only that, then I could question, I thought God was not a respecter of person. Why is he taking them and not all of us? Well, he needed them more. I thought God wasn't a respecter of person. Why does he need them more instead of me? Does that mean he loves them more?
Amen.
See, the whole God took them doesn't make sense once you start thinking about it.
Moving on.
But, you know, there was this one minister. He was actually on vacation. And they was at a hotel. And the Spirit of God on the inside of him said, I'd wait 10 minutes. He goes, you know, I'm in a hurry. I'm traveling. You know, I'm trying to get home. We'll just plead the blood over this, and we'll just go. And so they said, you know, they prayed, God, I thank you for your hand of protection over us, and they drove off. Not that far down the road, ended up getting a car wreck, killed somebody, and his wife was in critical condition, about to die. And then somebody go, I don't know why God would allow that. He didn't. But you can't plead the blood over something or pray in faith over something when God told you something in advance or told you, hey, I wouldn't do that or slow down. I can't tell you how many times the Spirit of God told me to do something and I haven't done it. And I kicked myself for it. One great opportunity, I've told y'all 1,000 times, is where the Verizon store is right beside Sonic. Holy Ghost on the inside of me said, buy that property. And so I looked at my bank account. And I said, God, I can't buy that property. And so I didn't. And not a month later, the Verizon store people bought that property. And see, if I'd have bought it, I probably wouldn't even had a payment. But yet I'd have made money on it because I'd have been able to sell it to them. And there was 2 other properties that done that to me that I should have paid attention to. Pull it up in the Amplified, please. This isn't, it is my message. Hallelujah. Because that's what God wants us to talk about right now.
Amen.
Amen. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the what? Comes. Pull up John 10:10, please. Keep in mind the truth-giving spirit, right? John 10:10, we all know it. The thief comes only in order to what?
Steal and kill and destroy.
To do what?
Steal,
kill, and destroy. So if I ever have a thought that, and I'm telling you right now, the thoughts will be in one of those 3 categories.
Amen.
Steal, kill, and destroy. Well, you know, your family had that. It's probably hereditary. That's how you know whenever it's not the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Whenever you have a thought that's contrary to the Word of God, that's contrary to, but I've come that you may have what?
Life.
Have and enjoy life and have it in
abundance
to the full till
it overflows.
So if I have a thought that's contrary to that, I need to check it. I need to find out, okay, is this the Spirit of God or is this a thought that Satan's trying to give me to act on? Because the thought that Satan will give you will be something containing steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Go back to John 16:13, please. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes. I love how it says it. He says, he will what?
Dying.
He will.
Yes, sir.
Not maybe.
No, sir.
If you're lucky enough,
no.
If you're good enough, if you got all your ducks in order, if you've been living a good life, if you've been living right, he will guide you. He will.
Amen.
If you let him. See, he's gave us a free will. And so the Spirit of God will let us know. God will tell him to tell us something. And he'll tell us, just like, did he make you get saved?
No.
Was that your choice?
Yes.
See, God's not going to force us to do anything we don't want to do. So he's going to tell the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, on the inside of us something. And then it's up to us if we choose to act on it or not.
Yes.
But he will guide us if we let him.
Yes.
In every day life.
Amen.
And a lot of times we, you know, a good way in to get in tune with the Holy Ghost? Brother Hagin said it, and the more I think about it and meditate it, the more I understand it. He said, everything you rely on in the natural is a hindrance to your faith. Because, let's be honest, how many of us have alarms? How many of us will go to the grocery store, but we won't go without a list? I heard a minister talking about one time, he said, you know, I started training myself. And he said one way, he said, is I'd tell the Holy Ghost, God, Holy Ghost, my wife needs this, 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 and this. Remind me of it when I get there. He started training himself to listen to him, to pay attention to that voice. That way he knows the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of another he will not follow. But not only that, whenever it come down to something he really needed to pay attention to, he knows the voice now. He knows the Spirit of God on the inside of him now because he's been training himself to listen to it. So now it's not a question whenever he comes up against something and says, God, how do I need to answer this or what do I need to do now? And he gets the answer. He knows that's the Holy Ghost. This is the way to do it. And the thing is, a lot of times we need answers, but we don't know what the Holy Ghost sounds like. And so we'll question it. We'll ask God, God, what do we need to do? He'll give us the answer, and then we'll go, well, was that me?
Amen.
Because we haven't trained ourselves to listen to the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. We've always done what we thought we needed to do. And so that's the way we always answer things. We'll go, well, I think we need to do this. Why don't we rely on the one that will guide us into all truth? That way every decision we make is 100% good. We won't ever have anything make a decision to go, oh man, I shouldn't have made that. Not if I'm relying on the Holy Ghost. He'll lead me into all truth. He'll lead me in a direction. I will not fail. I will not make a mistake, and I won't have to back up. But if I don't know the Spirit of God on the inside of me, then I'm going to question it every time I ask. Every time. So why don't I just start training myself now? Holy Ghost, wake me up at 3:30 in the morning. That's what I started doing because I need to know, especially when the rubber hits the road and I need an answer right now. I'm come up against something, Father God. So what decision do I need to make now? I need to make it today. And when he gives me the answer, I'm not going, was that me? Was that the devil? Who? I'm not sure what, I know, I'm not sure what you said. Because I paid attention to the Spirit of God on the inside of me. That's where a lot of people are failing. Look at it. Because how many times have you asked God for an answer and then went, was that me? Have we paid attention to the Spirit of God on the inside of us? Are we relying on Him for anything? Are we? You'll be 100% out of 100 Every single time we rely on the Holy Ghost. Every single time. Because he's not going to lead us into something that'll fail. Because number one, now I can question who, why am I even serving God that would lead me into to corruption, would lead me into death, would lead me into something that, that would I would lose all my money? Well, I failed in that area. Join the rest of us. Join the rest of us. But don't allow that to get you to stop making decisions and stop asking the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Just back up, go, you know what? I know that was you. I know that was you, and I missed it. And I repent, and I ask you to forgive me. And from this moment forward, I'll do 1,000 times better than what I have been doing. And then I just keep moving forward. I don't fall down and start crying because I missed it. I just make a mental note. I remember exactly what you sound like now. And do we rely on, if he's there, if, man, come here please. So he was sent here to help me. But yet, I go and try to do everything on my own. But yet, he was sent here to help me. And all he's waiting on is for me to ask. But yet, I continually move through life and want to figure it out on my own. But yet, the helper is here the entire time, ready, wanting to help, but he can't force himself on me and can't force me to do something. So he's waiting for me to ask. But if I don't ever ask, and so now I'm just running around the church trying to do everything by myself, can I get mad at him? It would be ridiculous for me to call him up and go, I can't believe you didn't help me today at the church. You was at the church? Well, yeah, I thought you knew. Well, no, you didn't tell me. Are you sure? Yeah, I even asked you Wednesday if you were going to do any work at the church on Saturday, and you said no. Well, you should have known. So how crazy, if I was him, I would just, maybe I don't want to be your associate. You're a little crazy. You can sit down. Thank you. But how crazy would that be for me to get mad at him, but yet I didn't even let him know or ask him to help me? But yet I want to call him up and complain to him. Can't believe you didn't help me at all. I'm up here just slaving away. I'm having to do all this by myself. Well, if that's how I want it, why can't I get, I can't get mad at God. Especially when he sent the helper. So then it's my fault if I'm not using the helper.
Yeah.
I should have heard a real good amen out of that.
Amen.
But when he, well, I don't know about some decisions in my life. Well, start relying on the Holy Ghost more. Start asking him more questions.
Amen.
Like if you put your keys down, just go, Holy Ghost, where'd I put those? You think he's just going to hide and be like, I ain't going to tell them. But you know, that's a simple way to start understanding the voice of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you.
Amen.
To being able to know for a fact,
yes,
that's the Holy Ghost. Because if you really think about it, that's really, I think, one of the main deals. People just don't know the voice of the Holy Ghost on the inside of them. So they're asking and asking and asking. He's answering, 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 and answering. Because it nowhere in the Bible does it talk about that if you ask God a question, he ain't going to tell you.
Amen.
He'll tell you something. Might not be the answer you want, but he'll tell you. But if you're asking for help and for guidance, you think he's just up there? Nah, let him figure it out. But yet he tells us, and still a lot of times we want to figure it out. Not us, we're getting better. Amen. He will guide you. He will guide you into what? the whole full truth. For he will not speak his own message. Amen. On his own authority. But he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. Right? I heard one minister say that he's talking. He went to a few churches and stuff, and he said, "You know, I really highly doubt that some of these ministers would even recognize the Holy Ghost if he was walking down the street with a red hat on." And I don't want to get to heaven and be like, man, I had that help the entire time I was there. Why did I struggle? Why did I struggle? Especially when I had the help, the divine help. And he'll guide me into all truth. He will let me know about businesses and things before it even conspires. Hence the Verizon store. How many of y'all knew that they was going to buy that lot? See, the Holy Ghost didn't, and he's trying to get us into a more favorable position. Yes. Amen. He's trying to help us in our life, but if we always want to reason it out or don't even know the voice of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us and we question it, then how is he going to help us? How?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He will give you the message that has been given to him. And he will announce and declare to you the things that are to what? What does that next part say? Will he tell you everything about the future? Absolutely not. Because then you won't be walking by faith. See, I didn't know the Verizon store was going to be there. He just said, get the lot. Right. And so then I should have moved out in faith, but I didn't. Then I should have moved out in faith. And see, then I didn't know, but the Verizon store was right there behind. So how much are we relying on ourselves? How much are we going through life in our family right now on ourselves, on our own knowledge? Well, I've been to college. Good for you. Amen. But you know, the greater one created you and your mind. And so if I really think just because college, I can outthink the greater one, well, I can make better decisions. Are you sure? The greater one lives on the inside of us. And he's going to tell me what will happen in the future if I will listen and pay attention. And like Brother Hagin said, everything that we rely on in the natural will hinder our faith. See, what he was meaning is if I just rely on an alarm clock all the time, I'm not relying on the Holy Ghost now. See, if I'm relying on my bank account, I'm not relying on God now. Everything we rely on in the natural will hinder our faith because we start putting our faith in natural things and not in the Word of God, saying, all right, God, I'm here, I'm all yours, let's do it. Yeah. I can't, there was this, I was on a Marketplace a year or so ago, and there was some things on there, and I was like, should I buy that? And I just had yes. So I bought them. And I flipped them and made quite a bit of money. I mean, I got them to my house. I think I had them at my house for a week, maybe. Maybe even 2 or 3 days. And we started talking. I was like, I got some of these. I'll sell you. He's like, how much? And I threw out a ridiculous number and he bought them.
Amen.
But the Spirit of God will always lead us. Will always lead us. If we'll allow him. But are we allowing him? The thing is, like I was talking about, I think we don't know the voice of the Holy Ghost. And I think we think, well, that was probably just me. Well, start practicing, like I said. Start doing things that will make you rely on the Holy Ghost to give you an answer. That way you know for a fact that's the Spirit of God on the inside of me. Because whenever you come up against something and you need a definite answer, I don't want to be going, God, what should I do? Was that me? Is that me just wanting to do that? Right?
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, my phone went off. Excuse me. He will guide us not only through the Word, but also through life. Amen. I like how the NLT said it. He'll tell you about the future. He'll tell you about the future. He'll tell you about things to come. Amen. He'll let you know in advance. There were some things, well, I won't talk about that. Amen. Amen. But how many of y'all can look back and go, you know what? That was the Spirit of God telling me that, and I made the right choice, or I missed it.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we all should have. It's like whenever you go, you're leaving your house. I've said it 1,000 times. You're leaving your house, or you're at work or wherever, and you're like, you leave or you're going somewhere, and then you get there and you go, man, I knew I should have grabbed that before I left the house. Or, man, I knew I should have grabbed that at the grocery store that I needed. See, that's the Spirit of God on the inside of you trying to let you know, hey, you're going to need this.
Yes.
Even though you're like, I'm not even working on that today. But yet he knew you're going to need this when you get there because this you're going to be working on this.
Yes.
But yet your schedule, you're like, no, that ain't even till next week or next year.
Amen.
And so we almost reason it right out the window because we're like, nah, I know better. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Amen.
I'm not even going to try to start on the message tonight or the message that I studied. Amen. But this is the way we're supposed to go, so we went that way. Honestly, did this help anybody?
Yes. Amen.
It really did me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Especially the getting more in tune. Because whenever we do come up against something, we want to know that we know. Whenever I ask God and the Spirit of God gives me the direction or the answer, then I want to know, yes, that's the Spirit of God. That's not just me saying, well, I think I should do this.
Yes.
Amen. And don't get in a rut. Don't get into a place to where you go, well, I've always done it this way.
Amen.
Amen. Who cares if you always done it that way? If the Spirit of God's telling you something, he's telling you for a reason.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you for the Word. I thank you we will continue to grow in the Word. But I thank you, Father God, all of us will continue to learn the voice of the Spirit of God on the inside of us. We'll continue to get more in tune with the Spirit of God on the inside of us, making better decisions in our everyday life. I'm not saying that we've been making bad decisions, but we will make better, more precise decisions, Father God. Our percentages on good decisions and bad decisions, the good decisions will get better, is what I'm trying to say. And so we thank you for it, Father God. And if we have missed it, or if we do miss it, we're not going to beat ourselves up. I thank you, Father God. We'll just say, you know what, Spirit of God, thank you. You was trying to let me know, and I was just being hard-headed about it. I repent, and I ask you to forgive me, Father God, and I'll do better next time. Because we all endeavor to do better next time. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. We'll see y'all Sunday. We ain't got nothing going, do we? No. Amen. Sunday. If a few of y'all are able, Pastor Chelsea has some Christmas trees we need to get.